Luke chapter 17. I was not raised in camp meeting. I remember the first time I saw shavings that were not in a stall. I didn't know there was such a thing as camp meeting. But I did not have to learn to love it. I realized I loved it and didn't even know what it was. Amen. And when I walked in, I was not raised around a church or in a church that worshiped and praised God and worshiped in the old time way. Now I don't worship old time religion. I do my best to practice old time religion. But I remember the night I stepped through the side door of that church right through the woods over here. And I realized in those moments that I'd found my crowd. I didn't have to learn to love it. I realized I was loving it, amen. Didn't even know what it was, amen. So it's good to see you tonight in the Lord's house. I want to put in at verse 11 tonight. And it says, "And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, 'Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.' And when he saw them, he said unto them, 'Go show yourselves unto the priests.' And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, and with a loud voice glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, 'Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger.' And he said unto him, 'Arise, and go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole.'" Oh, the Lord will honor the reading of His Word this good night. From this familiar passage of Scripture, I want to work around the thought tonight. That's my crowd. That's my crowd. I mentioned a moment ago I wasn't raised in tent meeting, but it didn't take me but just a second to realize that was my crowd. I never had been in a church that would worship and praise and shout the victory before till I stepped through the doors, I said a moment ago, but I learned immediately that was my crowd. Now, I'm mindful tonight that preachers are the world worst. Preachers of the world worst want to know, what crowd are you in? Or what camp are you in? Well, I want to say tonight that in this text, there are really, really just two crowds. And the truth really is tonight in this congregation, under this tabernacle, there's really just two crowds as well. And you might even think I'm talking about lost and saved, but that's not really where my focus is tonight. Now you may say, "When I preacher, what are you talking about? You read about these lepers here, and I suppose those 9 that you read about, I suppose that's a crowd, 9 of them, preacher. But where's that other crowd?" Well, I'd remind you that Jesus Himself is a crowd all by Himself. And this one that returns to the Lord and goes with the Lord. He is with the Lord. He's with Christ. So say tonight, that's my crowd tonight. Now, I know that we often say that the majority is not always right. And humanly speaking, that certainly is so. But I'd remind you, Christ and God is the majority all by Himself. So if you're not with Him tonight, you're with the wrong crowd. But when I say tonight from this text, that's my crowd, here's what I mean tonight. The crowd that needed help, that's my crowd. The crowd that was in desperate need of help, that is my crowd. For all of them, all 10 of them, all of these men are helpless. They have leprosy. And I suppose probably nothing, you know this, nothing in the Word of God so pictures sin as this plague, this disease of leprosy. It controlled them. And it didn't matter their status in society. It didn't matter their skin color. It didn't matter what denomination they were a part of, Jew or Gentile, a Samaritan, it did not matter. No, leprosy came and leprosy began to consume and leprosy began to overtake. And all ten of these Jews and this Samaritan, they're all helpless, oh my. But they're not just helpless, they're hopeless. They have no hope. It says in verse 12, remember I read there, that they stand afar off. Hey, they're doing social distancing before there ever was social distancing. Now we can't say they were under any stay-at-home orders because they've been kicked out of home. And by the way, the book of Leviticus says they had to wear a mask. They had to cover their upper lip. And everywhere they went, they had to cry, unclean, unclean, unclean. Now the Lord is going to tell them how to go and show themselves to the priest. But they've already been to the priest one time, and it's the priest that said, you're unclean, and it's the law that said, you're unclean. The priest said no hope, the law said no hope, their family said no hope, their condition was helpless, and their condition was hopeless. Oh my tonight. Oh my, these that are needing help. That was my crowd, and that is my crowd still yet this night. Amen. But I remind you, as we think of this thing of leprosy, since the giving of the law, at this point, when we come to the New Testament in the days of Christ, since the giving of the law, oh my, there's not been but one healed of leprosy. That's a Gentile, Naaman the Gentile. Mary, remember, is contracted and consumed with leprosy when she turned on God's man and God smote her with leprosy. But other than Mary and other than Nahum, oh my, no one had ever been healed by leprosy. I mean, when a person had leprosy, they were written off. When a person contracted leprosy, they were considered hopeless. That's why when Nahum there wrote there to the king of Israel and said, would you help my servant here? Rather, the king of Syria wrote to the king of Israel and said, help my servant. He has leprosy. The king of Israel says, am I God? Am I God that I can kill? Am I God that I can make alive? Him and I, those that had leprosy were helpless and hopeless. Why in the world was it that no one, why in the world seemingly as detailed as Leviticus 13 is about how the leper was determined and how the leper was healed and how the leper was cleansed. How is it that no one seemingly ever went through that process? It's because leprosy was so bad. It took the Savior Himself to handle that case. And I'm going to tell you, sin was so bad, and sin was so bad in my life, it took the Lord of glory and the Lord of glory alone to handle it. Oh, this crowd that needed help. That's my crowd, oh my. Now, I think you would agree with me tonight. I hope you would. Surely, 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 there's more than 10 lepers in this town. Surely there's more 10 lepers in the countryside than these 10. But it's these 10 that realized they needed help. It's these 10 that were willing to acknowledge they were helpless. It's these 10 that were willing to acknowledge that they were hopeless. They realized they needed the Lord. Oh my, that's my crowd. That's my crowd. Oh my, these that needed help. That's who I want to identify with tonight. And I'd say to every one of us tonight, there'll be no change that'll ever come. There'll be no change that'll ever come until you acknowledge your need of Christ and Christ alone. Oh my. I'd remind you, it appears that this is the last time the Lord passes through. It appears this is the last time the Lord passes through this certain village. In heaven tonight, there'll be a certain service. There'll be a certain day that it will be the last time the Lord passes by. Oh man. But if you acknowledge tonight, you need a help. If you'll just acknowledge tonight, you need the Lord. I'm glad you're in good company and can get help tonight. Oh man. They had to stand afar off because their feet could not get them close. But although their feet could not get them close, oh man, their voice could get them close. And they could go to crying out for help. And they go to crying out for mercy. Oh my, here tonight, not a soul underneath this tabernacle, not a soul underneath this tabernacle is not under the consideration that you're as close to Christ tonight as you desire to be. Nobody's keeping you from the Lord but you yourself. And if you will but cry, have mercy. The law said, everybody else said, say unclean. But they go to crying, mercy, mercy, mercy. Lord, have mercy. That's my crowd tonight. The crowd that needed help. But could I say to you, the crowd that got mercy. The crowd that got mercy. Now all ten of these men get mercy. All ten of these receive mercy because they cried for mercy. He'll not deny your cry for mercy tonight. I don't care who you are. I don't care what your condition is. If you will but cry, Lord, have mercy. You're in a good crowd if you'll do that tonight. See, the law had showed no mercy. The priest hadn't showed any mercy. That's why they said, unclean, get out, stay away. Nobody had shown any mercy. Oh my, the law, if you please, was demanding justice. But hallelujah, as the old song says, oh my, when justice called, hallelujah, I'm glad mercy answered. I'm saying tonight, the crowd that got mercy, that's my crowd tonight. That's my crowd tonight. Oh my. But could I say to you tonight quickly from the text? I want to say to you tonight, the crowd that praised His name, that's my crowd. The crowd that praised His name, that's my crowd. And by the way, here's where the crowd goes to thinning. Here's where the crowd always thins out. When it comes down to this thing of praise. And especially when it comes down to this thing of loud praise. Oh, yeah. Now I'd remind you of something in verse 13. They lifted up their voices. And said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Oh my. I don't know how loud that was. I'd say to you tonight, it probably wasn't too loud. They are, after all, lepers. That has consumed and has taken over their body. That's even consumed and taken over their vocal cords. It may have been just a whisper that they cried, Lord, have mercy. But even tonight, if you need help, if you'll cry for mercy, God Almighty will hear tonight if you will but cry for mercy. Oh my, my, my. I don't know how loud they cried in verse 13, but I do know that this in verse 14 is a loud cry. It says this one that's healed and he turns back. Oh my, there, and the return of the Lord there in verse 15 there. One of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back. Oh my, and with a loud voice. It's where we get the word mega. Big, mega. You know, they used to sell mega rolls of paper towels. They used to sell mega bundles of toilet paper, but you can't find any mega rolls of that anymore. Oh my, here this boy that needs help, this man that needs mercy, oh, when he but whispers and cries for mercy. In fact, by the way, it says the Lord turned and the Lord saw them. Oh my, you can't even get a whisper out tonight. I'm glad you look your way, not turn away, but look your way. And my way tonight. And here this boy begins to praise with a loud voice, thanking the Lord for what the Lord had done. And can I say tonight that in light of what the Lord has done, loud, vocal, audible public praise was in order for man. Now, I don't want you to misunderstand me tonight. The issue is really not the volume. The issue is the devotion. The issue is the devotion. Oh my. I heard one preacher say, he said, when you're full of volume, when you're full of volume and you're empty of devotion, you're nothing but a commotion. Oh my. This old boy though, oh my, he's got volume, but he's got devotion. He remembers, he knows how helpless he was. He knows how hopeless he was, and that Christ changed everything in those moments. And if God Almighty would show such mercy, if God Almighty would show such pity, oh my, then you and I ought to show such praise and majesty and honor and glory. I wonder tonight, is that your crowd? Is that your crowd tonight? Those that will praise His name. I mean, have you ever publicly, vocally praised and magnified the name of the Lord? You know, it amazes me that often the devil and the devil's crowd acknowledge Him more than those who say they've been helped, than those who say they've received mercy. Say, what do you mean, preacher? Why, back there, remember in Exodus chapter 8, even those pagan, heathen, hellbound magicians said, this is the finger of God. Even Sanballat and Tobal there in the days of Nehemiah, they said, the Lord hath wrought a good work on my. Here's this old boy. He knows how helpless he was. He knows how hopeless he was. And knows that God has given help. And God has given hope. He cannot help but praise. Magnify the Lord with a loud, loud, loud voice. That's my crowd. Now some think that these other nine, went on to the priest. I don't know, maybe they did. And some think they went on to the priest, and the priest told them not to go back and not have anything to do with the Lord Jesus Christ. See, everybody's not interested in you praising God. Everybody's not interested in you with a loud voice magnifying the name of God. I want to say to you, that's not my crowd. That's not my crowd. And by the way, I'd say to you preachers that are here tonight, you'll kill yourself. You'll kill yourself trying to get them to worship. Don't kill yourself trying to get them to worship. You just go to worshiping. You just go to worshiping and they'll pick up and they'll fall in or they'll fall out. Say, what do you call that, preacher? Holy Ghost crowd control. The crowd that praised His name. That's my crowd. I'm going to say right quick, the crowd that thanked Him. The crowd that thanked Him. That's my crowd. Gratitude, I remind you now, gratitude is a mark of the new birth. Gratitude is a mark that you have been born from above. Oh my, you've got a thankful heart. Gratitude comes. Oh, your Jaya R. Thomas. He died in 1901. Preached in the late 1800s. He named this other crowd in the text tonight. He named these other nine. This misery and that he had ever been in, that helpless. He said one was called thoughtless. Because he just forgot about how miserable and hopeless he was. He said one was called proud because he figured he deserved to be healed. One was called envious, because although he was healed, some of those others had more than he did. And oh my, envy will sour the best of milk. He said one's called cowardly, because they knew Christ was scorned. That had a scorn in their life. He didn't want any part of that. He said one was called calculating, because he just didn't know what the Lord might require else if he went back. He said one was surely called worldly, because he had some other things in mind to do. One was called gregarious, because he would have returned if only the other eight would have returned and worshiped. And one surely was called the procrastinator. He determined that by and by, I'll do it tomorrow, I'll do it the next day. Oh my, here's a crowd, yes! They've had mercy, and yes, their skin has been changed, but their heart has not been changed. I'll tell you tonight, that's not my crowd. The crowd that I belong with on my has had a heart transplant, amen. The crowd that thanked him, that's my crowd. Could I say right quick, the crowd that didn't care what the other crowd did, that's my crowd. The crowd that didn't care whether that other crowd praised him or not, whether they thanked him or not, whether they returned or not. Oh my, that's my crowd. They just didn't care what that other nine did. This old boy doesn't care where they've gone. This old boy doesn't care what they're doing. And by the way, the Holy Ghost wants us to see it. The Holy Ghost notes it for us on purpose. He was a Samaritan. Oh man, he wasn't born around all that, but oh my, once God stepped in and God changed their life, everything was different. Oh man, he's not running after them. He's running after him. He's running after him. Oh my. Some will only go with the crowd when it's convenient. Some will only go with the crowd, if you please, when it is popular. Oh my, you ought to swap crowds tonight. I close with one last thought and I'm done. The crowd that was made whole, that's my crowd. The crowd that was made whole. Nine of these boys got physical healing, but one of them got total healing. Amen. One of them got spiritual healing. The Lord says to this one, thy faith hath made thee whole. Nine of them may have went to a priest, but this one goes to the great high priest, and guess what? He becomes a priest himself. Oh my, the crowd that was made whole. That's my crowd tonight. They tell me that years ago in the 11th century, there was a king. Stephen was his name. He was traveling on one occasion out through the countryside. And he came across a colony of lepers. In fact, they were on each side of the road. From his chariot, everywhere he looked, were lepers. He realizes he can't do a thing to help them. So he goes back and he gives an edict that no leper can even approach the road. Because the king didn't want to see any lepers that he couldn't help and do anything about. Oh my, could I remind you tonight someone greater than the King of England can remind you tonight, the King of Kings himself, oh my, came into this world, oh my, not just because he wanted to look on lepers, but because he loved lepers. So don't